This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation giving voice to the Concentrate Media Online story about what's happening in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg, here to tell us about what she wrote about this week.
This week, I checked in with Ipsy's Riverside Arts Center to talk about a new program that they have going. They, of course, have been having a little bit of a rough time, like a lot of arts and culture organizations being mostly shuttered during the pandemic, but they've decided to use their buildings to give local artists an opportunity to have a residency at their facilities. I have brought with me the chair of the program committee for Riverside, Kristen Schrader.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there.
As we know, Riverside Arts Center has been, is it closed, shut down? Is that the best way to describe the situation for the past several months?
Yeah, I think there are a few people in there that might have a little bit of studio space rented, but we haven't been running any programming for quite some time.
So you decided to come up with this program. Tell us about that.
So we decided to do the residency program because we have this big building that's so beautiful and has this really wonderful studio space in it. And it was just sitting mostly empty because we hadn't been doing any programming. So the committee got together and started thinking about it. And we decided that we could still offer some space to local artists and performers and have them be very safe because they would be by themselves in the performance space or with one or two people if they got that approved. And we came up with the artist residency program. The residency program gives people an opportunity to, at a very low rate, artists space can be very expensive, and this is sort of a subsidized rate, and it gives people an opportunity to work on special projects. It's not really like a performance thing that we are maybe used to seeing from a lot of these artists, but something where they can focus on a big project where maybe they didn't have the room because it's large format art or something like that, or it's dance and they really needed a big studio to really explore what they're working on, and they didn't have that at home. And we're able to offer that through this residency program.
Do you think this is a way to fulfill an unfulfilled need in the community for artists?
Absolutely. Everybody's having a hard time. Like, Riverside Art Center is not the only organization or art iteration that has had a difficult time right now. So even artists are having a hard time finding spots to rent right now because things aren't normal at all. And so this is opening up a little space. And the fun part about it is that every artist who comes in and does a residency with Riverside Arts Center is also going to do something that's connecting to the community. And we're going to make sure that that's a safe project, and some of it will be online, some of it might be outside, but everybody has some connection to the community. So not only will they be able to work on their own project and make sure that that's ready to go when they are ready to share it publicly, but they'll be doing some connections to the Ypsilanti and greater Ann Arbor community.
Has anyone started yet?
Yes, you have Erin McKenna's in there right now. She plays some large format art. It's very colorful work, and it's another one of those things where it would be hard to do it if you didn't have a big space. And she's in our off-center space, which is on the main floor of Riverside Art Center. And you can actually walk by, and you'll see her working in there. It's big, it's colorful, and it's going to be really exciting.
And as you said, the Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti is a big, beautiful building. Do you think people may draw some inspiration from being inside there, especially after a year of being away from everybody and everything during the pandemic?
I really hope so, because the two spaces that we're using for the residency are really two of the nicest areas. The off-center area is that ground floor, and it's got a big window that looks right on the street. So the artists will be able to see the buds blooming and the people walking, and as people start getting out more, they'll be able to see that. And then the other area that we're using for the residencies is the dance studio upstairs. And for one thing, it's just beautiful, like a lot of dance studios are. You know, it's got a beautiful wood floor and there's mirrors and everything, but it also has this gorgeous view out of the window that overlooks Ypsilanti. And I just can't help but feel that people would be inspired by working in there.
Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's story?
I talked to another person on the program committee, Sandra Murchison and Emily Tuesday, who's the executive director of Riverside Art Center, sort of about the rationale behind the residency program. And then I spoke to four different people who are either currently doing a residency or will be later this summer. Erin McKenna, as Kristen just mentioned,
but I also talked to another visual artist named Laura Seligman and two dancers. One of them is Peter Sparling, who's already really well-known in Ann Arbor for his own dance company and being a dance professor at the University of Michigan. And then there's another dancer named Yali Rivlin, who's going to be working on some improvisational dancing in the dance studio later this summer.
I'm embarrassed to admit I didn't realize that Riverside had a dance studio.
You know, it's actually a very popular area for that, and so many different instructors. If we were open like we usually are, we'd have lots of different instructors teaching many different kinds of dance in there, and we really look forward to being open for that again in the future.
So you have this residency, artist residency program taking place. Someone's already inside. Is there more opportunity? Is it all booked up? Where are you in that process?
The off-center space has been booked for the entire spring and summer, but there's still some openings for the dance studio.
Okay, and how does someone apply, and who is it open to?
It's open to all sorts of artists. It's the only thing that we're asking for is that people go to our website to submit an application, and our website is riversidearts.org, and there's an artist residency program tab there. And it's for people who need some space, and all sorts of different people are looking at it. And I'm really just blown away by the applications we're getting. The people who are already signed up for the space are doing really neat things. But I've also had just interesting people that are just have interesting ideas and things that are so creative and will really be nice for the community when they get finished with their project and they share it publicly.
And do you know what that will look like yet? I mean, things are gradually opening up. Do you have hope that maybe by the end of the summer we'll be able to engage with these artists completing their residency more directly?
I actually think you'll be able to engage with the artists before the end of the summer because a lot of them have come up with a way to interact with the public in either a virtual way or doing it outside. So hopefully by the end of the summer, when we wrap up these artist residencies, we'll be able to get back to a little more typical programming at Riverside Art Center. So we'll have our dance instructors back in and our theater groups and all these other people who are used to using that space. And we can't wait to get people back in. We're really pleased with how the artist residency will help people engage in the meantime. We'll have things like, gosh, there are painting projects, there's lectures, there's all sorts of things that will happen virtually in the meantime.
Each of the residents had to come up with some kind of plan for community engagement. So that's what Kristen was talking about in terms of, you know, online workshops or whatever. And they kind of get to decide what format that's going to be. So one person might be doing a dance demonstration. Another might be doing a cloth dyeing workshop, either in person outdoors or virtually. And one of the other artists I talked to wasn't sure what she wanted to do, but she thought she might keep a blog and blog about her experience in the residency. I really liked that there was a community engagement part of the project as well.
Sarah Rigg, we'll read more about it in your On the Ground Ipsy story this week. And Kristen Schrader, Chair of the Program Committee at Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.